707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, there's Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us here for a full weather discussion around 7:35. We'll look through the work week into next weekend, that far out with him. So that's coming up at 7:35. Make sure to circle back for that. Starting off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours each weekday morning with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. It was a spike in cases around the country, Alabama being one of those states that was reported over the weekend. Dalton, what do the numbers look like? I guess let's start at the national and come back here to home.
Yeah, there was certainly a spike in Alabama cases along with other states, but nationally we're now past 2,162,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and nearing 118,000 deaths. Over the weekend, there were 72,500 new cases added nationally and 1,824 deaths reported nationally over the weekend. Now, that's from Friday through Sunday, and you take those 3 days combined, still not near the number we had in one day when we hit our peak back on April 21st with 2,683 Americans that died. But we have seen a rise in the number of tests that have been given out for coronavirus. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, yesterday there were 485,000 tests reported nationally. That's after 519,000 on Saturday and a new high of 583,000 reported on Friday. There have now been 23.5 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began, and over the last 7 days we're averaging 468,000 tests per day. But Alabama certainly saw a spike in the number of positive cases over the weekend. There are now 25,235 confirmed cases in the state, and 768 have died due to COVID-19, along with 2,255 people that have been hospitalized due to the virus since the pandemic hit our state. Over the weekend, there were 90 hospitalizations reported, and the cases had been updated through Saturday, so we still don't have a number on yesterday's new cases, but from Wednesday through Saturday, the four highest days of new cases in our state yet. 842 cases added for Wednesday, 721 positive cases added Thursday, 1,075 on Friday, and 976 new cases for Saturday. So that spiked our 7-day average of new cases to a new high, and it's very high. 727 cases per day we're averaging here in Alabama. The 14-day average is at a high of 553 cases per day. There were 17 deaths reported in Alabama over the weekend. 7-day average is 11 deaths per day, and the 14-day average, 10 deaths per day. But testing not as high as we would like to see in Alabama, although it is increasing. There have been 18,620 tests reported from Friday through Sunday over the weekend. We're now averaging 5,400 test results per day over the last week and 2 weeks. But over the last week, we saw an increase in the number of percent positive tests. 13.3% of the test results over the last 7 days have been positive. That's the highest that number's been since April 12th. The 2-week average of positive tests is 9.6%. That number has been climbing slowly since the beginning of May. Looking at the county level, Mobile County now has 2,697 positive cases with 129 deaths. Mobile added 104 new cases over the weekend and one new death. While Baldwin County only added 21 new cases, there are 364 total positive cases of coronavirus for Baldwin County and 9 deaths. Baldwin County has not reported a death in nearly 2.5 weeks now. Washington County has 86 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County has 188 cases of coronavirus with 3 deaths. Monroe County has 126 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County, 102 cases with 3 deaths. Choctaw County has 175 cases with 11 deaths. Kanaka County, 93 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County has 221 cases with 8 deaths. And over the weekend, Montgomery County passed Mobile County for the total number of coronavirus cases, the most in the state now. Montgomery County has 2,791 positive cases compared to Mobile County's 2,697 and Jefferson County's 2,475 cases. But Mobile County still leads the state in the number of deaths due to COVID-19. 129 have died in Mobile compared to 117 in Jefferson County and 68 in Montgomery County.
All right, Dalton, appreciate the update. Are we supposed to take from this that this is, because a lot of the stories talked about, this is the aftermath of the Memorial Day and reopening, but it's incubation is 14 days, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm not sure. I'm sure that they're, you know, I'm not sure of anything really, but
yeah,
Memorial
no joke.
Day may have played a part in this spike. I personally believe that we're seeing some of the more rural parts of the state mm-hmm. experience their first major spikes since the pandemic came to our state. We're seeing a lot more of the local counties' numbers increase quite a bit. Some of the places that had just in the tens to 20, 30 cases had over 10, 15, 20 new cases over the weekend. So a lot of the more rural places, I don't know if testing has become more available there, although I'm sure it has, but whether that is a cause, that's a reason that we saw this spike across the state. But I went over Mobile County's numbers. Our numbers aren't exactly spiking in Mobile County. They're pretty steady or even down from what we were seeing. Baldwin County, the place that has the most beaches, where everybody that wants to go to the beach in Alabama travels to Baldwin County, we have not seen the spike for Baldwin County in cases or deaths. So I think more of the rural places in our state have had a spike, and that's what's causing these numbers to increase.
I saw some stuff over the weekend that nursing homes and poultry plants also accounted for the most number of new cases in those places. So keep our eyes on it. Just try to keep the facts of this fight against COVID-19. Thank you for the update. All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5 and top news stories of the day. Three big things. You can always see those on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. The third Alabama inmate dies after testing positive for coronavirus. Also, that Atlanta sobriety test quickly turned deadly, and we're talking about the police shooting of Rayshard Brooks. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And Mayor Stimson orders the transfer of the Admiralson statue to the History Museum of Mobile. And that's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Is the History Museum of Mobile the right place to put the Admiralson statue? You can vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. We'll tally these votes throughout the morning and let you know when the numbers change out there. Right now, everybody's saying yes, it's the right place for the statue. What are your feelings on that? And what do we do about the pedestals? As a little bit of an aside, here in Mobile and across the country, do they put new statues up, or do they bring down the pedestals as well? It's part of the questions going forward that I don't know that anybody has answers for yet. And then this, at the gas pump here, 11-cent hike in gas prices over the last 2 weeks. And it's, OPEC got back together last week, had a little meeting. We see a little hike in prices. How long does this last? Trubi Lundberg from the Lundberg Survey has more.
It was partially a return to some semblance of normalcy by the crude oil market, but it was spurred just before the OPEC meeting by the oil market believing, if we can say that, that the OPEC agreement to cut production would last longer than just the month of July, and it did not. So oil prices are down again, and it's unlikely that this price hike at the pump will be repeated anytime soon.
So hopefully good news that prices stay down, and we could use some good news out there. So $1.66, $1.67 a gallon in Mobile County, the best prices. $1.71, $1.72 in Baldwin County, best prices out there right now. All right, coming up in sports.
We had live sports over the weekend. NASCAR and the PGA Tour were out and working. I'll let you know who won those two events. Also, some good news for Tua Tagovailoa as he gets ready to start his professional career with the Miami Dolphins.
All right, and a story about bailouts. We've talked about bailouts for big companies, small companies, individuals. What about bullfighters? What about matadors? Huh? What about their bailout? Got that on the way.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions, rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The History Museum of Mobile is the new home for Mobile's Confederate monument of Admiral Raphael Sims. On Sunday, Mayor Sandy Stimson announced the statue had been taken out of storage and moved to the museum. Earlier this month, the mayor ordered the removal of the statue from Government and Royal Street. A spokesperson for the city told News 5 city officials are in active conversations with the state attorney general's office about a potential fine for removing the statue. City and religious leaders in Fairhope held a peaceful demonstration on Sunday praying for racial equality. Mayor Karen Wilson joined members of the Hope community for a prayer walk that started at the Fairhope Civic Center parking lot and ended at South Beach Park. Customers and employees were forced to evacuate the Walmart on the I-65 service road in Mobile over a bomb threat. Mobile police say someone made that threat on Sunday. Nothing was found when officers searched the store. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
It's all about you. folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning, 718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The PGA Tour returned this weekend for the first tournament since shutting down their season in early March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Daniel Berger won the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, in a one-hole playoff over Colin Morikawa yesterday.
Daniel Berger is your champion here as we come back after 13 weeks away from the game.
It was Berger's third career PGA Tour victory. He came into the weekend ranked 107th in the world.
It's a little different, obviously, being, you know, 5-6 feet apart from everyone and, you know, not shaking hands at the end of the round and, you know, obviously following social distancing. But, you know, I thought they did a fantastic job, and the tournament was a huge success, in my opinion.
Berger's round yesterday marked his 28th consecutive round at par or better, dating back to October 11th at the Houston Open. PGA Tour record is 52 weeks. Morikawa finished second after missing a putt on the playoff hole. Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Rose, Jason Kokrak, and Xander Schauffele all finished tied for third at 14 under par. This coming weekend, the PGA Tour heads to Hilton Head Island in South Carolina for the RBC Heritage beginning on Thursday. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin passed Chase Elliott for the lead with 30 laps remaining and held on to win the Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Denny Hamlin, 40th career win at Homestead Miami Speedway.
With that win, Hamlin joins Tony Stewart and Greg Biffle as the only drivers to win three times in Miami. It was Hamlin's third victory of the season. He opened the year with a victory in the Daytona 500 and won at Darlington last month. Elliott finished second, followed by Ryan Blaney third, Tyler Reddick fourth, and Eric Almirola fifth. Yesterday's race was set to begin at 2:30, but because of weather delays, Hamlin didn't cross the finish line until nearly 10 p.m. Central Time. Up next, NASCAR comes to Bama for a weekend of races at Talladega Super Speedway. The Geico 500 will go off on Sunday at 2 p.m. Up to 5,000 fans will be allowed to attend and watch the race from the front stretch grandstands and towers. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is finally moving down to his new home in South Florida after the Miami Dolphins selected Tua with the fifth overall pick in April's NFL draft. Physical therapist Kevin Wilk has been working with Tua at the Champion Sports Medicine Facility in Birmingham. He says that the national champion is doing, quote, miraculously well in recovery since undergoing hip surgery. Wilk said that Tagovailoa's hip fracture healed well after the surgery and there was no wear and tear on other areas of concern. Wilk said, quote, the miraculous part is that he healed so well. The second part is he's been so well at getting his strength back, which usually takes a long time after something like this. Tagovailoa has reportedly been spending about 3.5 hours each workout, with a special emphasis on his hip, ankles, and left shoulder. Now that the NFL has eased its restrictions for players to be able to visit and work out at team facilities, Dolphins coach Brian Flores, general manager Chris Greer, and the team doctors will finally get their chance to see and coach Tua in the flesh. Tua will compete with quarterbacks Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen for playing time during his rookie season with the Dolphins. And the baseball players are done negotiating. Major League Baseball Players Association informed the MLB on Saturday night that they're done negotiating and want an answer by today on how many games they'll play and when to show up for work. The players and the owners agreed to a deal in late March that would pay the players full prorated salaries for however many games the MLB decided to play in the 2020 regular season. However, that agreement was made with the owners believing that fans would be in the stands. Since it appears that fans will not be attending this season, the owners have tried to rework their agreement with the players. The owners have made three economic proposals in the last 2 weeks, and the players have countered with two proposals of their own. Since it appears the two will not come to an agreement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred will now likely unilaterally impose a short season, perhaps as few as 50 games, which would require the players to be paid at a full prorated basis. The MLB's decision is expected to come early this week. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, can I add a sports story into the mix?
Please do.
I don't know if it's truly, do we consider, is bullfighting a sport?
Yes, bullfighting is without a doubt a sport.
Okay, so.
High-risk sport.
According to Newsweek here, Spain's bullfighters seek a bailout as the bulls go to the slaughterhouse. Bullfighters across Spain have held demonstrations demanding the government provide support and resources after the season was shut down amid the coronavirus outbreak. So, like you talked about with baseball, but this case, they canceled the bullfighting season. Thousands of people took to the streets in cities such as Madrid and Seville on Saturday to ask the event is treated the same as other arts in the country. One march also took place in Barcelona, despite no bullfighting events taking place in the city since 2011. So, here's what they're asking for. So Juan de Castilla, 25-year-old, said, the COVID-19 crisis has had an enormous impact. It has reduced almost by 100% the scheduled events for the year, and all the families that live off bullfighting have, too, been affected, end quote. Explaining his reason for joining the march, 58-year-old Jesus Romero said, we have come to proclaim that bullfighting world is important for society, Spain, and Guadalajara, end quote. In the statement read out at each protest, the bullfighter said they demand, quote, the respect of a society which does not think like us, and they should defend our unalienable rights of all collectives subjected to the brutal hounding of society on which should be based tolerance and respect, right, end quote. So then they come in and say, well, just like other bailouts are happening in Spain, I guess, for people who can't work, you know, during the shutdowns there, they too would like the money from the state for the bullfighters that are unemployed. So unemployed bullfighters, they don't have the negotiation power that the players with the MLB have, but they're looking for some money as well.
Interesting. Spain, bullfighting is still a huge deal there. It's kind of like NASCAR here in America. Lots of people tune in for the bullfights in Spain.
But you didn't have the virtual, like they had the virtual NASCAR stuff. They could have had virtual bullfighting.
That would have been a lot safer.
A little easier on the body. All right, 7:25, be right back.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So, for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com. For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny again, with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working in action now without injuries at Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Infirmary Boulevard, as we've still got a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, Long I-10 from Range Line all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. You've seen officers working radar, so watch your speed again this morning. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
728 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Boardings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Be checking in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, in just a few minutes here. And reminder, votenappies.com. If you head over to votenappies.com, we sure would appreciate your vote for boarding show or talk shows or favorite radio station, favorite DJ team. Mm-hmm. Sports show like tonight's Sports Night with Dalton and Corey. They're all up there. VoteNappies.com. Appreciate your vote. Thank you for the nominations for all these shows, and appreciate your votes to take us through to the finals here. We've got another 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think June 28th, the last day to vote.
Okay, so there we go. All right. Also, over the weekend, you see the boat parades to celebrate President Trump's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Got out on. Saw one, Orange Beach had one, and several places across the country had their boat parades to celebrate the birthday of the president. So I wonder if that's going to be a new habit or not.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The History Museum of Mobile is the new home for Mobile's Confederate monument of Admiral Raphael Sims. On Sunday, Mayor Sandy Stimson announced the statue had been taken out of storage and moved to the museum. Earlier this month, the mayor ordered the removal of the statue from Government and Royal Street. A spokesperson for the city told News 5 city officials are in active conversations with the state attorney general's office about a potential fine for removing the statue. City and religious leaders in Fairhope held a peaceful demonstration on Sunday praying for racial equality. Mayor Karen Wilson joined members of the Hope community for a prayer walk that started at the Fairhope Civic Center parking lot and ended at South Beach Park. Customers and employees were forced to evacuate the Walmart on the I-65 service road in Mobile over a bomb threat. Mobile police say someone made that threat on Sunday. Nothing was found when officers searched the store. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A 20th night of protesting following the death of George Floyd. The shooting death of a black man by Atlanta police has stirred anew that protest.
At the end of the day, the man ran. The man tried to escape. There is absolutely no reason why a gun needs to be pulled when a man is trying to run.
Protesters burned the Wendy's where the incident happened. China is launching a wartime-like response to a new coronavirus outbreak in Beijing. Here's correspondent Stephen Zhang.
These newly emerged cases are almost all of them linked to this Xinfa, the wholesale food market, which housed thousands of vendors and used to see huge crowds on a daily basis.
American Paul Whelan has been sentenced this morning to 16 years in prison by a Russian court that convicted him of espionage. Whelan called the legal proceedings a sham. He denies the charge and is asking President Trump to win his release. Dow futures down about 600. I'm Mike Moore.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Mortgage giant Quicken Loans is giving its 30,000 employees a paid day off on Juneteenth this Friday to commemorate the day slavery ended in America. Currently, 47 states and the District of Columbia mark June 19th as a state holiday or observance, though Juneteenth is still not a federal holiday. Multiple reports say Quicken Loans has confidentially filed for an IPO and is aiming to trade publicly as soon as next month. First, it was toilet paper. Now, good luck finding a reasonably priced bicycle. Cycling industry trend analyst Jay Townley says bike sales over the past 2 months saw their biggest spike in the U.S. since the oil crisis in the 1970s. He warns the shortages could take months to resolve as the U.S. relies on China for about 90% of its bikes, and production there is just resuming. Second wave coronavirus jitters are shaking the markets. Global shares are tanking on fears the virus is rebounding in U.S. states as well as in China, where quarantines are in effect around a massive wholesale food market. Futures are sharply lower at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20 plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Nice weekend. I mean, I know there were a few showers out there, but they didn't get everybody.
Well, that's right. No rain at the airport, but there were a few isolated showers that formed over southern Baldwin County and on up the eastern shore, and a few isolated showers over Mobile County. But most areas were dry this weekend, and rather warm weekend. Temperatures reached 90 degrees at the airport both days. Today we're going to have another nice day with sunny skies, and we'll get up to about 91, 92 degrees this afternoon. Now, there is a cold front, or let's call it a dry front, moving down to Alabama this morning, and it's going to reach the coast tomorrow, and it's going to kind of reinforce the dry conditions that we've experienced. So tonight, we're going to cool to about 68 under mostly clear skies, and then tomorrow, sunny and a high around 90. Wednesday, we'll be in the upper 80s with plenty of sunshine, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sunny skies for all 3 days, and temperatures of 90 to 92 degrees. The next chance for some rain looks like Sunday. Mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and the high on Sunday in the low 90s. So we've got some dry weather all the way through Saturday.
All right. And I guess we have enough in reserve after our wet week last week to maybe hold us through.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have 8.54 inches of rain so far for the month of June. We're now at the halfway point. But as I mentioned, it doesn't look like we're going to add to that total until perhaps Sunday or maybe Monday.
All right. What about the tropics? What are you watching there?
So far, things are looking good. It's quiet across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. Do have some scattered thunderstorms out in the eastern Atlantic and then a big tropical wave coming off the African coast. So far, those waves that have come off the coast have not formed into tropical storms. It's a little early yet, and this one will fade out too, but we'll keep a watch on it.
All right, Dr. Bill, appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, 74 now at the studio at Airport and 65. Coming right back, we'll check traffic with Kane.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the 1 and 2 bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Your business has changed, and the way your team works has too. Video calls, virtual conference rooms, and online collaboration. But here's one thing that hasn't changed. C-Spire Business. We're here to help make your team even better. We'll set you up with the entire Microsoft 365 package with all of the Office essentials, including Teams, so everyone can chat, meet, call, and work together anywhere, at any time. All on a private, secure cloud network with 24/7 customer support. Try your first month free at cspire.com/business.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We do have a couple of accidents in the clearing stages. Spring Hill Avenue, Mobile, Infirmary Boulevard, and they've got one right in front of the license commissioner at Michael Boulevard and Havana Boulevard. Just happened a few minutes ago. And still no major delays along 65. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. They're a family-run CBD shop that cares about their customers with a full line of CBD products. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 739 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Less than a month out from runoff day.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll be voting in July 14th, right? You got till the 9th for the absentee ballots in this. Speaking of the politics here, I was, like always, doing my job, was told something and told to keep it under my hat. That's why I would not make a good journalist, or maybe I'd make a good person working inside a White House. It'd be different. I'm not leaky, but now that it starts leaking elsewhere, there's discussion out there. There's scuttlebutt out there that President Trump may be coming to Mobile coming up July 11th, right? And that is a event, maybe. All this stuff is on the maybe side, but we're hearing an event to campaign for Tommy Tuberville. At LAD.
Wow.
At LAD People's Stadium. So I detect the significance of that, of course, where the big rally was held here, and you had Jeff Sessions do the endorsement, President Trump to come back and possibly come back and be campaigning for Tuberville here in Mobile.
Yeah, what a turn since that day. Was that late 2015 that happened,
mm-hmm,
or was it in 2016
so.
Where Sessions came out and was the first, I believe for sure, the first sitting senator to don the Make America Great Again hat, and really one of the first politicians that was holding a seat then to come out in support of Trump. And now, if Trump were to come back to Mobile to campaign on behalf of Tommy Tuberville, still a lot to work out and figure out before then. But what about, how many people would be allowed to attend? There's so many questions that have to be answered.
Yeah, the social distancing thing and all that, how will that be worked out? Because they've already discussed it with the RNC, with the convention, mm-hmm, and the difference of going to Carolina, North Carolina, and then having to come back to go to Jacksonville, Florida for the party afterwards. But that is it's in the rumor mill right now. Let you know more about that when we get it, now that the leaks have started coming out. So I guess I'll leak along with the rest of them. 741. The other question here, President Trump's discussion of police reform and what could come out of his administration on that. Linda Kenyon has more.
Protests against police misconduct and racial injustice have been gripping the nation for weeks following the death of George Floyd. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, tells CNN's State of the Union the death of yet another black man in Georgia over the weekend shows the use of force by police must be addressed.
He was drinking, fell asleep in a Wendy's drive-thru. So how, and they've already patted him down. He had no weapon on him. Where did they think he was going to go? So he's running away. my goodness, you got his car. You can easily find him. Get back up. But no, you fired bullets into his back.
Representative Karen Bass, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, tells Fox News Sunday the Democratic bill in the House includes reforms in police training.
There's a lot of different parts of the bill. So one of the very significant parts is national standards training and accreditation. And we're finding a lot of support from police officers.
Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, has been named the point man on developing a Republican-led Senate bill.
The question is there a path forward that we take a look at the necessity of eliminating bad behavior within our law enforcement community? Is there a path forward? I think we'll find that.
Senator Scott tells NBC's Meet the Press, one thing everyone can agree on is a ban on the use of chokeholds.
This is a policy whose time has come and gone.
But other issues must be examined, including the concept of qualified immunity, for example.
We have to ask ourselves as a society, do we want to have a nation where police officers who do really awful things cannot be held accountable through civil rights charges? And that's unacceptable.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker on CBS's Face the Nation says qualified immunity isn't just a Democratic issue.
When there's so many conservative voices talking about qualified immunity, and when we know that no one in America should be above the law, I think it's time that we change qualified immunity.
Representative Bass on Fox News says she's optimistic police reform legislation will soon become reality.
We are going to get a bill on the president's desk. We have our first vote in committee this week, and we'll vote on the floor next week. I'm hoping some of my Republican colleagues will come along, but we will see.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 743 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Also, Dalton's got the sports heading our way. And by the way, programming note, noon today, Jeff Poor guest hosting Midday Mobile. It's going to be cool.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
You know, these days, delivery is the new norm. And to that point, I saw a mobile tire service the other day. Speaking of which, I got Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, on the phone. 2U Tire brings a tire store to you. Scott, now how does this work?
We have a huge Sprinter van with a European tire changer, balancer, precision balance tools, a flat repair station, and tire pressure sensors all on board.
Oh, that's cool. So you bring the tires with you?
Yes. Instead of selling someone whatever we have in stock, we work with our clients to determine the exact tire to fit their needs and their expectations. Then bring the tires with us to install. For fleets, that means on the job site or possibly after the vehicles get back at the end of the day.
That's so important for business owners and fleet managers, especially right now. So how can folks get in touch with you?
We can be reached at 251-415-5500 or logging on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's great to hear the creativity here and that you're doing so well helping out folks along the Gulf Coast. Y'all stay safe, and we're going to check back with you again real soon. 745 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'll say hello to my friend Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk some third rows. You got some vehicles to move some people.
Absolutely. I think we've got over 20 of them to choose from. We got them from probably $6,000 to $30,000. We've got full-size Suburbans, Yukon XLs. We got Tahoes. We got Yukons. We got a great selection of midsize Acadias, Enclaves, Honda Pilots. So we got a great diversity of third seaters.
You also got a great selection of financing options for third seaters or cars or trucks or anything we're looking at LCM.
As always, as we talk about, that seems to be the key to our success. We got some great lenders that we work with and have worked with for 20 years, so we can get the best deal for our customers.
All right. Well, give us directions to come check out those third rows and all the inventory at LCM.
Come see us, Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Visit us online, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 746 on the way in sports.
We had NASCAR and golf this weekend. I'll let you know who won those two events. And some good news for Tua Tagovailoa as he gets ready to begin his professional career with the Miami Dolphins.
Coming up next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The History Museum of Mobile is the new home for Mobile's Confederate Monument of Admiral Raphael Sims. On Sunday, Mayor Sandy Simpson announced the statue had been taken out of storage and moved to the museum. Earlier this month, the mayor ordered the removal of the statue from Government and Royal Street. A spokesperson for the city told News 5 city officials are in active conversations with the state attorney general's office about a potential fine for removing the statue. City and religious leaders in Fairhope held a peaceful demonstration on Sunday praying for racial equality. Mayor Karen Wilson joined members of the Hope community for a prayer walk that started at the Fairhope Civic Center parking lot and ended at South Beach Park. Customers and employees were forced to evacuate the Walmart on the I-65 service road in Mobile over a bomb threat. Mobile police say someone made that threat on Sunday. Nothing was found when officers searched the store. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The PGA Tour returned this weekend for the first tournament since shutting down their season in early March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Daniel Berger won the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, in a one-hole playoff over Colin Morikawa yesterday.
Daniel Berger is your champion here as we come back after 13 weeks away from the game.
It was Berger's third career PGA Tour victory. He came into the weekend ranked 107th in the world.
It's a little different, obviously, being, you know, 5-6 feet apart from everyone and, you know, not shaking hands at the end of the round and, you know, obviously following social distancing. But, you know, I thought they did a fantastic job, and the tournament was a huge success, in my opinion.
Berger's Sunday round marked his 28th consecutive round at par or better, dating back to October 11th at the Houston Open. The PGA Tour record is 52 consecutive rounds. Morikawa finished second after missing a putt on the playoff hole. Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Rose, Jason Kokrak, and Xander Schauffele all finished tied for third at 14 under par. This coming weekend, the PGA Tour heads to Hilton Head Island in South Carolina for the RBC Heritage beginning on Thursday. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin passed Chase Elliott for the lead with 30 laps remaining and held on to win the Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Denny Hamlin, 40th career win at Homestead Miami Speedway.
With that win, Hamlin joins Tony Stewart and Greg Biffle as the only drivers to win three times in Miami. It was Hamlin's third victory of the season. He opened the year with a victory in the Daytona 500 and won at Darlington last month. Elliott finished second, followed by Ryan Blaney third, Tyler Reddick fourth, and Eric Almirola fifth. Yesterday's race was set to begin at 2:30, but because of weather delays, Hamlin didn't cross the finish line until nearly 10 p.m. Central Time. Up next, NASCAR comes to Bama for a weekend of races at Talladega Super Speedway. The Geico 500 will go off on Sunday at 2 p.m. Up to 5,000 fans will be allowed to attend and watch the race from the front stretch grandstands and towers. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is finally moving down to his new home in South Florida after the Miami Dolphins selected Tua with the 5th overall pick in April's NFL draft. Physical therapist Kevin Wilk has been working with Tagovailoa at the Champion Sports Medicine Facility in Birmingham. He says that the national champion is doing, quote, miraculously well in recovering since undergoing hip surgery. Wilk said that Tagovailoa's hip fracture healed well after the surgery and that there was no wear and tear on other areas of concern. Wilk said, quote, the miraculous part is that he healed so well The second part is, he's been so well at getting his strength back, which usually takes a long time after something like this. Tungavaloa has reportedly been spending about 3.5 hours each workout, with a special emphasis on his hip, ankles, and his left shoulder. Now that the NFL has eased its restrictions for players to be able to visit and work out at team facilities, Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, general manager Chris Greer, and the team doctors will finally get their chance to see Tua up close. Tua will compete with quarterbacks Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen for playing time during his rookie season with Miami. The baseball players are done negotiating. The Major League Baseball Players Association informed the MLB on Saturday night that they're done negotiating and want an answer by today on how many games they'll play and when to show up for work. The players and the owners agreed to a deal in late March that would pay the players full prorated salaries for however many games the MLB decided to play in the 2020 season. However, that agreement was made with owners believing that fans would be in the stands. Since it now appears that fans will not be attending this season, the owners have tried to rework their agreement with the players. The owners have made 3 economic proposals in the last 2 weeks, and the players have countered with 2 proposals of their own. Since it appears that the two will not come to an agreement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred will now likely unilaterally impose a short season, perhaps as few as 50 games, which would require the players to be paid at a full prorated basis. The MLB's decision is expected to come out early this week. 7:53, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695. FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny again, with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning, everyone, from the Hooters Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department there at Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Infirmary Drive, Dolphin Street in the West I-65 Service Road North. That's going to be blocking the roadway. Also, we've got the one at Michael Boulevard and Hannah Boulevard. They're going to move that one into the License Commissioner parking lot. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale is now open with a great sale on their 20-mil rear layer engineered waterproof vinyl plank with stone polymer core. Lots of color choices starting at only $2.99. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Check us out online, of course, Facebook, with all the great content over the weekend on our Facebook page, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. And coming up today at noon, I got Jeff Poor, guest host in Midday Mobile in the noon hour, so put that on your to-do list. On the website, fmtalk1065.com, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. It has been a long time since this has happened, Dalton, that hit something has stayed completely lopsided for an entire morning show.
Yeah. I expect it'll change soon, but the question now is, the History Museum of Mobile the right place to put the Admiral Sims statue? That was announced by Mayor Stimson over the weekend that is the new home of the Admiral Raphael Sims statue, the History Museum of Mobile. And right now, yes, getting 100% of the vote, 0% going towards no. So you can vote online, fmtalk1065.com.
All right, yeah, quote from Mayor Stimson from this presser that went out yesterday, or press release went out yesterday. He said, "I have no doubt that moving the statue from public display was the right thing to do for our community going forward. The values represented by this monument a century ago are not the values of Mobile in 2020. The mayor went on to say, as a community, we should strive to understand the characters, culture, and circumstances that have shaped Mobile and brought us to this crucial moment. And while we learn from our past, we should not allow the decisions of yesterday to cloud a bright tomorrow for our children. Over 300 years, there are chapters of darkness and light that weave together to form the Mobile story. The most important chapter is the one we write next. All right, so you've got the going to the History Museum of Mobile. You think that's the right place for it? Let us know. And then, of course, the next question is, will this, this was asked by a bunch of people, will this mean Mobile gets a $25,000 fine? Well, we asked, and you can go back in our podcast available, iTunes, Stitcher, really any podcast platform, or go to fmtalk1065.com, get the interview last week with Attorney General Steve Marshall. I asked about, I mean, I came up with like scenario after scenario, and it sounded like we get the $25,000 fine. Unless the statue went back up on the pedestal, Mobile would get the $25,000 fine. Now, maybe something's changed over the weekend. But, I mean, I asked him, I put a scenario up and said, hey, say they're going to put a new park in the city, and they're going to take that statue and move it to a pedestal in a new park in the city and do it. He said $25,000 fine. Mm-hmm. So to put it in the museum, to me, it's $25,000 fine.
Yeah, and it's the Attorney General's job to abide by the law, however that law was written, whether it was written poorly or not. And check out that podcast, fmtalk1065.com. Sean put out about 50 different scenarios, and he lets you know what each one means.
All right, check it out online. And coming up next hour, Mark Holliday in, and Dalton, y'all taking over the controls. See you.